I have compiled a list of about 13 or 14 that I consider are major, major secret societies that have been operating for some time.
Powerful societies.
Powerful, and they still have influence, and they have had influence for a long time.
All right, let's talk, because I want everybody, as they listen in tonight, to get a good idea of the names of these organizations. We'll get an idea from you on, you know, what they are in your opinion. And if there are any I've left out, just jump in with me here, John, all right? But
okay.
We hear a lot about an organization called the Bilderbergers. Exactly what is that? Where did that name come from? What does it mean?
It came from a hotel of that name in the Netherlands. 1954 was the first meeting, the starting date. The Bilderbergers were organized by several people, one of whom was Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Prince Bernhard had been an SS officer for a short time in Germany. He was connected to IG Farben, the notorious Nazi cartel. And this organization was set up to bring together some very powerful heavy hitters from Europe, Western Europe, predominantly, and North America. David Rockefeller is one of the people who has attended most of the meetings since 1954. Their meetings are very secretive. They try their best to keep all media out, and also they were very successful for quite a while in concealing their very existence, basically because some major media people were members. But then in recent years, that's been penetrated, and so people are aware that this organization exists. One of their main goals has been to create a United States of Europe. That is, at the core, to eradicate separate nations in Europe and to bind them into one, a gigantic land mass under one ruling authority, which, as we now see,
it's the
has
Euro.
Come to pass.
Yeah.
We have a constitution there and a temporary president and a currency, and all sorts of things have been done. And what you have to look at here behind the scenes is the idea of the eradication of the sovereignty of nations. This is definitely a primary goal of Bilderberger and also other secret societies that we will mention.
Devil's advocate for a moment. So what's wrong with having a larger organization? Would they not be able to benefit the masses better than all these little fiefdoms, basically?
Well, they would certainly benefit the people who controlled, you know, all these separate countries, because inevitably, unfortunately, we humans seem to gravitate toward less freedom the larger the ruling organizations become.
Okay.
And that's the main problem here, is that the PR is terrific. I mean, when you listen to...
Sounds great.
The utopian ideals, let's eliminate conflict and end war forever, and we'll have peace for all and security and a safety net for every citizen and so on. It sounds wonderful on the surface, but then what happens is you see that this is really a cover story being told by the people who have every intention of being at the top when the dust settles.
Of course.
And that is a serious problem, to understate it by a long shot.
We hear so much about an organization called the Illuminati. Who are they?
Yeah, this is a biggie. And this is one of those cases in which the term, first of all, is used in several different ways. Some people will use it as a kind of general term to cover all secret societies all connections
right.
among secret societies, and they will say the Illuminati, and that's what they mean. But on May 1st, 1776, in Bavaria, a man named Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit-trained professor of canon law, announced the formation of this group called the Ancient Illuminated Seers of Bavaria. And he was a very clever person. He did several things, one of which was he began to infiltrate a number of Masonic lodges in Europe and take them over so that prestige would come to him and mm-hmm. his organization, at the same time would be able to conceal his true aims and create a tremendous amount of confusion so that people, when they began to talk about the Illuminati or the Masons, who knows what they were really talking
sure.
about, because it became a tremendous mixed bag.
It's like he was on an acquisition spree.
He definitely was. It was merger and takeover.
Yeah.
But if I had to look at one core idea that this man was forwarding, I would pick the abolition of all private property. Under the aegis of, again, we're going to create a utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the fact that you own this and I own that and we're always in a struggle with one another to try to acquire more from each other is the cause of all human conflict, and so we have to live in a sort of utopian world where we all give up the idea of private property. Now, there's a fantastic book called Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington, who was for a time a librarian at the Library of Congress. And he traced this idea down from the Illuminati, the abolition of private property, all the way down through many different hands into the formation of the USSR, which of course became, you know, the biggest entity on the planet that tried to enforce that idea.
Of course, the boys at the top will own something, won't they?
That's the whole point. And exactly the most penetrating criticism of Marxism and of the Illuminati is the same criticism, which is you don't end up with nobody owning anything. You end up with most people having nothing, and a few people at the top control everything, and they use this form of propaganda mind control on everyone else to say, isn't this wonderful? We're all living in this fairyland where we have evolved beyond the need for private property. But that dictatorship of the proletariat never goes away unless it crumbles as a result of various secret operations that went on in the late 80s inside the Soviet Union. And this idea not only came down to the USSR, but in various forms came down to Bilderberger, to the CFR, to the World Trade Organization, to the Trilateral Commission, to a number of these elite groups who use that idea in one form or another to promote their dream of a world under the control of very few people who always turn out to be themselves.